Kids' activities for this 2020 summer have changed. Many summer camps are not open. There's some baseball for kids, but limited numbers, without spectators. Each summer, the Grand Rapids Players puts on a kids' summer camp, and we always look forward to having those kids who get creatively inspired into our studios. But this year, it is a DIY camp. Joining us now by phone, our Executive Director, Steve Yeager, and Sharon Marty, Project Manager. Steve and Sharon, thank you for being with us today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
So let's talk about, it had to be pretty sad to think about that there wouldn't be any offering for kids this summer because of COVID-19. So how did the plan for a DIY kind of summer camp come to be?
Well, Steve, you go ahead, because you cleverly started the newspaper article that went out, and I really liked that. So you go.
Oh, well, it kind of happened incrementally. We, you know, as the whole coronavirus thing has kept going, we kept paring the program down and trying to salvage just as much as we could until it finally, you know, it finally sunk into us that this was just not going to happen as a live program this summer, which was just heartbreaking because Sharon, some other members of the Players started this program 14 years ago, and it's grown, and it was just when we reached the point where we found out we couldn't do it this year, we didn't know what we were going to do. So Sharon went into overdrive, and Sharon, go ahead and tell them, you know, how you ended up where we ended up.
Okay, well, thanks. I just wasn't willing to let it go completely. I mean, we've had over 1,000 kids go through our program, and they've come to rely on this avenue of creativity every summer for the last 14 years, and I just kept thinking, gosh, there's got to be a way that we can get it to them, even though we can't join them and the public can't watch them. Maybe they could do it at home, and I remembered back to when I was a kid growing up in McGowan Addition, and we used to do plays in people's garages and in their basements. And so I started thinking about when I was teaching, and I would do plays with my kindergartners, and they were all based on very popular, well-known folk tales, and then just crafted into script form. And I thought, wonder if we could do that with the kids. And so I shot the idea out to the executive board and got lots of feedback from everybody on board. And so we thought, well, we'll roll out these scripts and invite people to work on them at home. And our job is to be the virtual drama coaches. And so once families reply with their letter of interest and their script selection, then we've put together a script and tips packet that includes different ways to perform, a little bit of education thrown in there so that we feel like we're really contributing to the whole world of theater. And they pick out the script that they want, and then we get that to them, and then we serve as the touch point for them. Once they pick the story, then we have people that are just the virtual drama coaches, and we're there for them.
Tell us about some of these titles of these folk tales. Well, one of my favorites is in there, and I was really excited. Caps for Sale is like my all-time favorite story because of the monkeys, of course. But tell us about how the stories that these kids will be putting together then.
Okay, I can do that. So there are six that we'll choose from, and what we did was we're going to offer three for the month of June so that the virtual coaches can really focus their energies on helping, you know, with just three at a time. And so for the month of June, we're offering Caps for Sale and The Little Red Hen, and then the Three Billy Goats Gruff. And when we were selecting the stories that we wanted to offer to the kids, we knew that these would just be families only. We're trying to stay very, very aware of the COVID and the MDH requirements and trying to stay in there. And so the scripts, the casts are small. They offer opportunities for one person to take on two or three different roles if possible. And then in the month of July, we're going to offer The Gingerbread Man, Goldilocks, and the Three Bears. And help me, Steve. Oh, the Three Little Pigs. So people will be able to choose those. And then in August, we're just going to take from the six, we're just going to pull three of those back out and reintroduce those for the month of August. So you like Caps for Sale, huh?
I do. It's such a great story. And so, you know, I remember that too as a kid, putting on plays and trying to get the neighbors to come watch them. But there's another element too. This will be for the public. ICTV is involved, right?
Yeah. Steve, do you want to take that one?
Yeah, I think that's one of the greatest things about this is that there's, you know, the whole payoff of being involved in the summer theater camp for the kids was always, you know, of course, being able to put that performance on at the end and they have the family see it and they have friends come in and see it. And
yeah,
that's the joy of participating in theater. Sure. So we had to come up with a way that these kids could get a payoff and these families who put in the work can get a payoff at the end. So we did make an arrangement with ICTV to broadcast these and to the public so that everybody gets to share. And everybody gets that big payoff at the end and that glow that you get when you perform for somebody and you see the smiles and you know, you get that adulation.
Yeah.
That's Steve Yeager and Sharon Marty from the Grand Rapids Players. We're hearing about the do-it-yourself summer theater camp for kids. So what I see it just briefly when, Sharon, you've brought in kids in the summertime when they're going through the program and the looks of kind of excitement and creativity on their faces. What does a summer theater camp bring to a kid's life? It's a big question, but.
Oh, you mean in terms of when we can do it in the traditional way?
Or and also why it still needs to, I mean, this kind of creativity outside of school, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, the possibilities are endless in our program. You know, we help these kids find the creativity that lives inside of them. We open our arms up to creative and innovative ideas that they want to bring as they develop their characters. And so just that whole world of being a performer, you know, the stage presence and the ability to cooperate with other people and lean on other people for advice or for making sure that they cue when the time is ready. And all of the pre-planning that goes along with it. And the whole world of theater is such a creative way to develop life skills that they'll take with them wherever they go. And like Steve mentioned earlier, the big payoff is when opening night arrives and they get a chance to walk out on stage and see 600 people just waiting for them. And the applause is just so exhilarating for them. And that whole thing of team spirit and working as a team and reminding the kids that if one person drops the ball, the whole team goes down, and just making sure that if every kid knows that they are an integral part of this production. Those are just wonderful maturation kind of skills and just the whole, you know, they also acquire kind of a love for literature because they're all story-based in one way or another. So there's just lots and lots of perks, and it just means so much to those kids when they walk through the door. And many of them are repeaters. They come back year after year after year. And then another really cool thing that happens is that we are also affiliated with the high school drama club. And so when they're in production, then we step in and help them with costuming and props and set pieces. And so I get to see these young kids that have come through our program. Now here they are in the high school drama program. And so you know that you've made an impression on them as they move forward.
So will they?
Hopefully eventually they end up in the Grand Rapids Players program.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll see them in our community theater productions. You're right, Steve.
So will they be creating their own costumes, Sharon, or how will that work?
Yes, we will be the touch point if they have questions. But in the scripts and tips packet, there are some just very basic ways to create the illusion of their characters. So, like, for example, if they took a toilet paper tube and covered it with pink paper and stuck it on their nose, the audience would immediately know that they're trying to portray a pig. And so, you know, we didn't want them to get overburdened with how to do the costuming piece. If you're going to be the little red hen and you show up with your arms, your hands tucked under your armpits and you're all dressed in red, the audience is going to know that you're the little red hen. And so we've included tips on how to create the beak, you know, little things like that that will just define the characters. Because we did not want anybody to get overwhelmed with, oh, my God, I can't make a chicken costume. you know, and going outside of the box, like the story of the caps for sale. They don't have to be caps. In the packets, they're encouraged to just look for an assortment of caps that they might have in their house and rewrite the script so that it lines up with the caps that they found.
Huh. Steve, will you be one of the virtual drama coaches?
I'm not acting as one of the drama coaches, but...
the directors from the past summer theater will be.
Okay.
And if it's okay, Heidi, I really want to throw this in, too, because this is really important. In the scripts and tip packet, it offers a variety of ways to do a production so that everybody feels like they're not stymied by it. We, you know, dressing in character is one of the most popular ways, but we encourage the kids to think a little bit differently and look at some sock puppets or designing stick puppets where they just draw the character and put them on popsicle sticks. Or they could do a reader's theater where everybody just sits in a chair and actually reads from the script. So there's lots of different ways that they can do. I knew one little girl who's going to use her stuffed animals because she has three different sizes of stuffed bears.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, so I'm just really, really excited to see what the families are going to create. And we've invited the parents to come in and they can be characters or perhaps they would be the narrators.
Right.
Some of them have sound cues that they can design just using found items in their home. So, it's going to be great.
It's a do-it-yourself summer theater camp through the Grand Rapids Players. How can people sign up for this?
Just head for our website,
okay.
And you'll find directions on our website. You can, the Grand grplayers.com. And
sounds great. I can't wait to see some of those video recordings of these kids putting this on. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We are really, really excited. And if it's okay, I'd like to just add on a special thank you to McRosty, who was very helpful in allowing us to put our little bookmark inside of all the art kits that went out Saturday that they distributed. And I got off the phone with Katie Marshall, and she said that by 11:30, all 100 of them were gone.
Wow.
So that was awesome. So the news is going to get out, and we're just so hopeful and excited to hear back.
Sharon Marty and Steve Yeager from the Grand Rapids Players. Thanks so much for talking today, you guys. We'll check in later this summer.
All right, Heidi. You're welcome, Heidi.
This is the extra hour of the Monday Morning Show. If you want information on how to sign your kids up for this DIY summer theater camp at home, you can call us at 800-662-5799.